在过去的恰博当中，我们提到说，我们在我们的灵命的道路上，我们都需要有好的这个 mentor， 好的一个属灵的导师啊。那么其实今天我们的讲员，他可以成为我们好好的属灵的导师啊。他前年在我们当中分享这个威士理州，那么Dr. Manoia 也是我们过去台湾的这个我们的训练会的这个监督哈过去在我们当中有好几次的分享，所以他对我来讲不陌生。那么今天再有机会他来到台湾在我们当中可以分享神的话语，我们很感谢。我就把时间交给Dr. Manoia， 谢谢。
Well, good morning. It's wonderful to be here. And thank you for leading us in the animated song.
谢谢你生动活泼的领唱。
I wasn't sure what the words meant, but I could sure tell the gestures.
我不晓得你们唱的内容是什么，但是我知道你们是要表达的。
It's a good day because God made it.
今天是耶和华所造的日子，因为我们要在其中欢喜快乐。
And it's a joy to be with you as we open God's word together.
我们一起打开神的话，很高兴能够一起来分享神的话。
I would like to turn your attention this morning to the book of Hebrews, chapter 8.
今天早上我们请一起来看希伯来书第八章。
And I would like for us to read verses 6, 7, and 10.
我们一起读第六节、第七节跟第十节。
As the basis for my thoughts and comments to you about being in covenant with God.
这是我用这段经文里面一起来思想什么样是跟神有约跟神立约的关系。
Perhaps you can just read it in Chinese.
一起来读第六节、第七节跟第八节。第六节我们弟兄读，第七节姐妹读，第十节一起来读第六节来。如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的。正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Our Heavenly Father, we ask now that you open our minds.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们求主这个时候打开我们的心。
We ask that you use your word to penetrate our lives.
求主你用你的话语来刺入剖开我们的心。
And we ask, O God, that you would transform us
more
into your likeness.
求主你也能够来改变我们，用你的公义，用你的话语来改变我们。
And so we listen now to your Holy Spirit.
我们这个时候要听从你圣灵的声音。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. I'd like to talk with you this morning about being in covenant with God through Jesus Christ.
今天早上我要跟各位谈的是，怎么样在耶稣基督里面跟神有立约的关系。
Being in covenant with God is like eating a banquet feast.
跟在神里面跟他有立约的关系就好像享受一场盛宴一样。
There are so many blessings to being in covenant with God.
在跟神有约的这个立约的关系里面有很多很多的祝福。
There is a fullness about being in covenant with God.
在神的约里面我们有一切的丰满。
And yet often we overlook the blessings of the covenant.
但是我们常常会看不见那个约里面的那个祝福。
Now a covenant is when two people come together in union.
所谓的约就是两个人他们一起和谐的在一起有关系。
30 years ago, I entered covenant with another human being.
30年前我跟另外一个人进入这个约的关系。
And she gave me a ring.
她给我一个戒指。
And I gave her a ring.
我也给她一个戒指。
And we have been growing in that relationship ever since.
我们就从那个时候开始，一直在这个关系的里面不断的成长。
We formed covenant with each other.
我们就是彼此之间有这个立约的关系。
And there are lots of blessings that come from that covenant.
就从这个约里面我们就得到很多很多的祝福。
One of those is that I eat much better than I used to.
其中一个祝福就是我吃的比过去更好了。
Another is that I dress better than I used to.
另外一个就是我穿得比过去更好了。
But there are other things that benefit me in that covenant.
在这个约里面当然还有很多很多其他的事情让我得到益处。
I think differently.
我的思考也不一样了。
I look at people differently.
我看人的态度也不一样了。
I relate to people differently.
我跟人的关系也有变化了。
And I even worship God differently.
甚至我对神的敬拜也不一样了。
You see, being in covenant with another person,changes me.
我们可以看到跟另外一个人有约的关系就改变了我。
My wife has added value to my life.
我的妻子是一个额外的额外的一个加给我的价值。
And the covenant that we have with God through Jesus is even more impactful in changing our lives.
我们在耶稣基督的恩典里面跟神建立这个约的关系是甚至比这个更大的一个祝福要临到。
My covenant with my wife has good blessings.
我跟我太太的这个约的关系带给我很好的祝福。
My covenant with God through Jesus has even grander blessings.
但是我跟在耶稣基督里面跟神所立的约是更大的祝福。
And we are in covenant with God if we are walking with Jesus Christ.
我们如果跟耶稣基督一同同行的话，我们就是在这个跟神的约的关系的里面。
Now I know that all of you have made the decision to follow Christ.
我知道我们当中的每一个人都已经决志要跟随主。
You wouldn't be preparing for pastoral leadership if you didn't.
如果你没有这样决志的话，你不可能决定来以后要当传道人。
So it's safe for me to say that you are in covenant with God through Jesus Christ.
所以不用我再说，我都知道你们是跟在耶稣基督里面跟神有这个约的关系了。
But often Christians and even Christian leaders don't realize the blessing of being in covenant with God.
但是基督徒甚至基督徒的领袖们，他们也不晓得在这个约的里面会得到多么大的祝福。
Sometimes we fail to recognize the amazing things that are at our disposal.
有时候我们根本不晓得到底我们手上有多么样的丰盛的祝福能够供我们来使用。
Often Christian leaders live barely subsisting in their spiritual walk.
有时候在我们属灵的这个跟神的这个属灵同走的道路上面，我们好像没有什么特别的事情。
Many Christians live a discouraged Christian life.
有的活的是一种很沮丧的一种基督徒的生命。
They live like they're barely surviving.
他们好像只是想要活下去这种状况。
They're sad and discouraged.
很悲哀，很丧气。
And they don't realize the amazing blessing of being in covenant with God.
他们不能够体会在跟神的这个约的关系里面有多么丰盛的祝福。
So let's imagine that today Dr. Cho made an announcement.
让我们一起想象一下哈，今天如果周院长他做了一项宣布。
Imagine that today he said after chapel service there will be refreshments.
让我们想象他宣布说今天这个崇拜完了以后我们就有点心可以吃。
And you have a choice of what kind of refreshments you take after chapel.
当你们每一个人都可以选择你们自己想要的点心。
You are welcome to go to the next room, and in that room there will be warm water and old rice.
Old rice
from yesterday.
Okay.在那个房间里面你有新鲜的水或者是隔天的饭。
That's old rice?
Yeah.
Okay, from yesterday. Day old rice.
You understand Chinese?
I understand it very well, yeah. The other option that he gives you
另外一个选择
is to go to another room.
就到另外一个房间。
And in that room, you can have steak and lobster.
你可以选择有牛排或者是龙虾。
And there will be wonderful vegetables.
还有很多很多新鲜的蔬菜。
And there will be potatoes.
还有potato. You understand?
I know that word.
马铃薯啊。
And then you can have all the ice cream you want.
还有各式各样的冰激凌。
Yeah. Steak and lobster.
牛排。
And ice cream.
还有冰激凌。
Now, you have the choice.
你可以选择。
You can either have warm water and old rice.
你可以有温水或者是隔天的饭。
Or you can have steak and lobster and ice cream.
或者牛排跟冰淇淋。
How many of you want warm water and old rice?
有些要温水跟冷饭的。
Nobody.
没有人举手。我也不知道。
And yet there are... Not you. And yet there are many, many Christian leaders who live their Christian life as if they're drinking warm water and eating old rice.
但是很多很多的基督徒，包括基督徒的领袖们，他们的生活就好像只是有温水可以喝，有隔天的饭可以吃，这么一种生活。
They don't realize that they have available to them a banquet feast of steak and lobster.
他们没有办法想象，既然有龙虾，有牛排大餐在等着他们。
You see, when you understand the power and the blessing of being in covenant with God, it's like a steak and lobster dinner.
当你能够看到我们跟神之间的关系，就好像我们能够去享受龙虾排骨大餐的时候，那里面是多么大的祝福，多么大的能力。
You don't have to eat old rice.
你不需要每天吃冷饭。
When you could be eating steak and lobster.
你可以吃牛排，可以吃龙虾。
Now you say, well, why do you compare the covenant with God to a steak and lobster dinner?
你会问我说，为什么你把跟神的一立业的关系跟这个牛排跟龙虾大餐来做比较呢？
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked it.
问得很好。
Let me explain this covenant and show you why it is so rich and such a feast.
我接下去要解释这个约是什么意思，那为什么这么样的丰富，这么样的丰满。
In the Old Testament, there was a covenant-making process that individuals would go through.
在旧约里面，我们看到神常常跟一些个别的人来立约。
If two people were going to enter into covenant with each other, they would go through a few steps.
如果两个人要进入这个约的关系里面，他们必须要经过一些程序。
So let's imagine that I am going to enter covenant with our brother back here.
让我们想象，我现在要跟后面那个弟兄要进入这个约的关系。
With the gray shirt and the blue writing right here. Yeah.
那个最有分量的那个。
So you. Did he just give you a new name?
I say most weighty man.
The what?
Most weighty man.
Steak and lobster. Let's imagine that you and I are going to enter covenant with each other.
让我们讲一下我们两个人要进入这个约的关系。
The first thing that we would do is we would stand facing each other.
第一件事情我们要站着，面对面站着。
And I would take off my coat and give it to you.
我会把我的外套脱下来送给你。
And you would take off your coat and give it to me.
你也把外套脱下来给我。
In this case, we don't have coats, so we'd have to give each other our shirts.
我们现在没有外套，所以必须要把这个衬衫脱下来。
But in the exchange of our coats, we would be symbolizing the exchange of our identity.
但是在这个交换这个外套的过程当中，我们是在彼此在交换彼此的身份。
So we are becoming one together.
所以我们是在这个过程当中变成合为一的。
We are becoming close and intimate.
我们变成非常的亲密，非常的亲近。
Our identities are forming as one in an intimate relationship of covenant.
我们在这个很亲密的这个约的关系里面变成一体。
Much like when God sent Jesus into the world to form covenant with you.
就好像耶稣基督，神差遣耶稣基督来到我们当中，跟我们建立这个约的关系是一样的。
In 2 Corinthians 5:21, he tells us this.
哥林多后书五章二十一节这么说。
Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God.
耶稣基督他是无罪的，却我们成为，却为我们成的罪，好让我们在基督里面啊，有这个义。
He took off his righteous robes and he gave them to you.
他把他的义的外袍脱下来给了我们。
So that when you come before the Father does not see your sinful nature.
所以当你的来到天父面前的时候，天父没有看到你这个罪的这个本质。
He sees the righteous robes of Jesus Christ instead.
而是看到耶稣基督这个义的外袍披在你的身上。
And he took upon himself our coat of sin.
然后他又把我们这个罪的外袍啊、拿过去。
And it was that coat of sin that sent him to the cross to die.
就是因为这个罪的外袍让他必须要上十字架。
You see, God gives you his righteousness in this covenant process.
所以上帝就把他的义透过这个约的关系把这个义赐给了你。
Because we cannot be righteous in our own strength.
因为我们自己没有办法靠我们的能力来成为义。
The next thing that my brother and I would do,
第二件事情我们两个要做的。
We would exchange belts.
我们会交换这个腰带。
I'm not going to take my belt off.
我不会把皮带拿下来。
But we would give each other our belts.
但是我在这约的关系里面，我们要交换皮带。
In exchange the belts, we are symbolizing exchanging our strengths.
在这个交换皮带的过程当中，是象征着我们交换彼此的能力。
So I'm giving to him all of my strengths.
所以我把我的能力。通通给了他。
And he's giving to me all of his strength.
他也把他所有的能力都给了我。
So when an enemy comes against any either one of us,
所以如果有敌人要来攻击我们当中任何一个人，
they have both of us to contend with.
他们就要面对我们两个人一起合起来。
So if you think about attacking me,
所以如果你想要攻击我，
you better think twice.
你要好好想一想。
Because I've got him on my side.
因为一个有分量的人在我的旁边。
Much like when God sent Jesus to form covenant with you.
这就好像耶稣基督跟我们建立这个约的关系也是一样的。
In 2 Corinthians 12:9, he tells us this.
哥林多后书十二章第九节这么说。
My grace is sufficient for all your needs.
我的恩典是够你用的。
So, whether you're in the valley of the shadow of death today,
不管你是在死荫幽谷里面期中考
，Whether you are discouraged over things at home，
或者是在家里面碰到一些困难
，Whether you are frightened about your midterm exam，
或者是想到期中考就皮皮抓
，Whether you don't know where God is going to take you，
或者你不晓得上帝到底要带你。带你到哪里
No matter what it is that is pressing against you,
不管是什么压迫着你
God has given you the strength of his grace.
上帝都给你过用的恩典，给他的能力给了你。
And that is sufficient for all your needs.
我们所需要的一切都足够了。
Now what did we give to God in exchange?
那我们到底给什么来做这个交换呢
?We gave to him our human, fleshly, broken down body.
我们只是把我们这个支离破碎的这个身体交给他。
He gave us his grace.
他给我们他的恩典。
We gave him a broken human body.
我们把我们这个破碎的身体交给他。
It wasn't much of an exchange.
这算是什么交换条件呢
?And I'll guarantee you that you came out on the better end of that deal.
但是我可以跟你们保证。
Yet he was willing to make the exchange so that he could be in covenant with you.
这个交易是非常上算的，因为耶稣基督他愿意舍下自己跟我们达成这个立约的关系。
Third thing that we would do in this covenant process.
第三件事情我们要做的。
We would exchange weapons.
我们会交换武器。
I would give to him my weapons.
我要把我的武器交给他。
And he would give me his weapons.
他也把他的武器交给我。
And in the exchange of the weapons, we are symbolizing the exchange of our enemies.
在这个交换武器的过程当中，是象征着我们交换彼此的仇敌。
My enemies are now your enemies.
我的仇敌就是你的仇敌。
And your enemies are now my enemies.
你的仇敌也是我的仇敌。
So I want to find out who your enemies are before I get into covenant with you.
所以我要先知道你的敌人到底是谁，在我要进入这个约的关系之前。是You better watch out.
Maybe you're in his class, huh?
小心叫我的课哈。
This exchange, we are exchanging enemies.
这种交换就是彼此交换彼此的仇敌。
But we also have new weapons to deal with our enemy.
但是我们也有新的武器来对付我们的仇敌。
It's much like when God sent Jesus to form covenant with you.
就好像神差遣耶稣基督来跟我们建立这个约的关系也是这个样子。
He gave you the helmet of salvation.
他给我们救恩的头盔。
He gave you the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word.
他给我们圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话，神的道。
He gave you the shoes of peace.
他给我们平安的鞋穿在脚上。
He gave you the shield of righteousness.
他给我们公义的盾牌。
He gave you the breastplate.Of righteousness,
公义的胸护胸
the shield of faith,
信心的盔甲
Yes, he gave you all of his weapons.
他把他所有武器都给了你
so that you could defeat your new enemy.
所以你可以去打败你这些新的敌人
Now, who is that enemy?
谁是那个仇敌
It's not the midterm exam.
不是期中考。
It's not the lack of money.
不是缺乏钱。
It's not the person who doesn't think like you.
不是那些思想跟你不一样的人。
Your enemy is not the government.
也不是政府。
Your enemy is not the unbeliever.
也不是不信的人。
Your enemy is the enemy of the soul called sin.
你的敌人是叫做罪的那个东西。
And the author of that sin, who is Satan?
The author of that sin.
The source of that sin, who is Satan?
那这个背后的仇敌，这个恶的来源，罪的来源就是撒旦。
So you see, Paul tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们不是跟属血气的征战。
But we wrestle against the spiritual rulers.
我们是跟天空属灵系的恶魔。
Our enemy is a spiritual enemy personified in the enemy called Satan.
我们所有的对付的仇敌，就是灵界的这个仇敌透过撒旦这个人把他个人化的。
And he will use sin to lure you and to entrap you.
他会用罪恶来引诱你来网罗你。
He will use whatever way he can to hurt the people that you are called to care for.
他会用各种方式让你去伤害那些你本来应该去爱的那些人。
And so he says, because this is your enemy,
他说因为这是你的仇敌
I want you to put on the full armor of God,
我要你穿上神所赐的全副军装
so that you can stand against this enemy.
你可以去面对这个仇敌。
That's Paul in Ephesians.
这是保罗在以弗所信里面说的话。
He gives us his weapons.
他给了我们他的武器。
So that we can be victorious over sin.
所以我们可以向罪恶夸胜。
You do not have to live in sin.
我们不需要再活在罪里面。
You have the possibility to be victorious over it because he gives you the weapons to deal with it.
我们可以向这个罪恶夸胜，因为他给了我们得胜的武器。
Now, what was the enemy that Jesus took upon himself?
那耶稣基督他所面对的敌人又是什么呢
？It was death.
就是死亡。
And thanks be to God, he defeated death.
感谢上帝，他战胜了死亡。
The next thing that we would do in this covenant-making process,
在下一步我们要缔约要做什么动作呢
？Would be the walk of death, the walk, the sacrificing of an animal to seal the covenant.
就在死亡里面，经过死亡，就是要牺牲一些动物来让死亡。
We would go out and we would find an animal.
我们要一起出去找一个动物。
A pure animal.
A pure animal.
A pure, pure.
一个纯洁没有瑕疵的动物。
And we would sacrifice that animal by cutting it from head to foot.
我们会牺牲那个动物，怎么牺牲呢？从头 一刀啊割到尾。
And we would lay that animal side by side between us.
我们就把这个动物的分开的尸体一个站这边一个站那边。
Much like when God sent Jesus to form covenant with you.
就好像神差遣耶稣基督来跟我们立约一样。
Do you remember when John, in John chapter 1, was standing with his disciples?
你记得当在约翰福音第一章当他站在门徒当中的时候。
He saw Jesus walk by.
当约翰看到耶稣基督走过。
He pointed at Jesus and he said, look, there goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他就指着耶稣说，看啊，神的羔羊。除去世人罪孽的。
He gave you his son Jesus as the sacrificial lamb.
神给我们的是耶稣基督成为这个被杀的献祭的羔羊。
And then the two of us would engage in the covenant meal.
然后我们两个人还会进到这个立约的这个筵席的里面。
And in this we would seal this covenant together.
我们就在这个筵席的里面把这个我们的约立上一个永恒的印记。
You would cut a piece of the meat and feed it to me.
你会切下一块肉然后来喂我。
I would cut a piece of the meat and feed it to you.
我会切下一块肉来喂你。
Much like when God sent Jesus to form covenant with you.
就好像神差遣耶稣基督来跟我们立约一样。
He took the bread and he broke it.
他拿起饼来
And he said, this represents my body which is broken for you.
然后就说这是我为你们擘开的身体。
Eat of this all of you in remembrance of me.
你们都拿着吃来纪念我。
And after the supper, he took the cup.
餐完了以后他又拿起杯来。
And he said, this represents my blood of the new covenant.
这是代表我跟你们所立的新约。
Drink of it.
喝吧。
He formed covenant with you and gave you himself.
他就这样跟我们立了约，然后把自己给了我。
You see, folks, this blessing is huge.
这样的一种祝福是太伟大。
This covenant is full of richness.
这个约里面非常的丰满，非常的丰富。
He gives you his righteousness.
他给了你他的公义。
He gives you his strength.
他的能力给了你。
He gives you his weapons.
他的武器给了你。
He gives you his will.
他的旨意给了你。
He gives you his son.
他的儿子也给了你。
He gives you himself.
把自己都给了你。
Because you are in covenant with God through Jesus Christ.
因为你是在耶稣基督里面跟他有这个立约的关系。
You see, it's a banquet feast.
这就是一个盛宴。
You have all of this at your disposal.
这个东西都在你可以随你的意识来应用。
So why do you lead a Christian life that is discouraged and depressed?
那所以为什么你还过了一种觉得很挫败的一种基督徒的生活？
Why do you live a Christian life as if you're drinking warm water and eating old rice?
为什么我们还基督徒的生活好像天天就是喝一些温水吃冷饭呢？
There's a banquet feast out there.
有满汉全席在那里等着我们。
You can be feasting at the banquet table of the king.
你可以跟这个万王之王一起来享受这个宴席。
Don't be discouraged.
不要灰心了。
Let me tell you briefly the story of a man who did not understand the power and blessing of the covenant.
我告诉你们一个不懂得这个能力这个祝福的这个约的筵席的一个人的故事。
In 2 Samuel chapter 9, we are told the story of Mephibosheth.
撒母耳记第二章撒母耳记下第九章讲到米菲波设的故事。
Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan and the grandson of King Saul.
米菲波设是约拿丹的儿子扫罗的孙子。
Now, Jonathan, Mephibosheth's father,had formed covenant with David.
米菲波设的父亲约拿丹已经跟大卫有这个约的关系。
Jonathan and Saul had been killed in battle.
约拿丹跟扫罗在战场上被杀了。
And now King David was the king.
大卫成为王了。
And the custom of the day was for all of the household of the former king to be killed or exiled.
当时候的习俗当时候的规矩是这个新的王可以把旧的仇敌的王可以灭九族都把他 家人都消灭。
Mephibosheth knew that, so he fled into the south, into the desert.
米弗波设知道这个道理，所以他逃到旷野去。
He fled to a place called Lodabar.
他逃到一个老底巴这个地方。
Now, the word Lodabar means a dry land.
这个 Lodabar 这个字就是干旱无水的旷野之地。
And the name Mephibosheth means a despised thing.
米弗波设是羞辱的事情。不好意思，很难堪的事情。
So do you get the picture?
所以你就可以知道这两个地名跟人名的意义。
He was a despised thing living in a dry land.
他是被羞辱、被看轻的一个人，而且住在一个干旱无水之地。
King David was mourning the loss of his covenant partner Jonathan.
大卫这个时候为了他的这个立约的好朋友约拿单在悲哀。
He was very sad.
他很伤心。
So he asked his helpers if they could find someone of Saul's house that he could show kindness to for the sake of his covenant with Jonathan.
所以他就问他的手下，可不可以找到一些约拿单的后代的后世，让他能够继续对约拿单表示他的仁慈。
And they said yes, Mephibosheth is still alive.
结果下面的人就告诉他，那个米菲波设还活着。
So he said, bring him to me.
把他带到我面前来。
They brought him to Jerusalem.
他们就把米弗波设带到耶路撒冷。
Mephibosheth entered the throne room.
米弗波设进到这个大卫的宝座面前。
He saw King David high and lifted up.
看到大卫高高的坐在上面。
He knew that he was probably brought here to be killed because he was of the house of Saul.
他知道他这一下大概要死定了，因为他是扫罗过去大卫仇敌的后裔。
So he fell on the floor and he said, I know why you've brought me.
所以他俯伏在地上说，我知道你为什么会找我来。
I'm ready to die.
我就死吧。
Imagine the story.
你可以想象这个故事。
But King David came down from the throne.
可是大卫从宝座上下来。
He picked Mephibosheth up.
把米菲波设牵起来。
And he said, look out the windows over here.
然后告诉他说，你往窗户外面看。
See all of these lands and all of these gardens.
你看得到的土地，你看得到的花园。
These will be for you and your family.
这个都是赐给你跟你的家庭的礼物。
But you, Mephibosheth, will feast at my banquet table because of my covenant with Jonathan.
但是你，米菲波设，你要跟我一起同坐席。因为我跟约拿单有这个约的关系。
You will live in the palace with me.
你会住在王宫里面。
You will eat with me.
你就跟我一起吃饭。
My best is for you.
我所有的好东西都是你的。
Because of my covenant with Jonathan.
因为我跟约拿单有这个约的关系。
You see, he had been living like a despised thing in a dry land.
你看，他本来是一个非常受羞辱，非常住在一个干旱无水的地方，一个很。
And all the while, he could have been living in the palace and feasting at the banquet table of the king.
他突然间，他就可以住在皇宫里面，可以跟国王一同享受这个宴席。
Some of you may be feeling as though you are a despised thing living in a dry land.
我们当中有些人可能会觉得，我现在就好像米弗波设是一样，一个受羞辱、住在一个干旱无水之地的人一样。
I'm here to tell you that you can feast at the banquet table because of your covenant with God through Jesus.
我在这里告诉你，你可以跟王一同来享受这个圣宴因为耶稣神在耶稣基督里面跟我们有这个立约的关系。
His righteousness is yours.
他的义就是我们的义。
His grace is yours.
他的恩典就是我们的恩典。
His weapons are yours.
他的武器就是我们的武器。
His name is yours.
他的名也成为我们的名。
His identity is yours.
他的身份也是我们的身份。
You are in covenant with God through Jesus.
因为你是跟在耶稣基督里面跟神有这个立约的关系。
You don't have to eat old rice anymore.
从此不要再只喝温开水吃冷饭了。
You don't have to live in a desert land anymore.
不要继续住在干旱疲乏无水之地了。
There's a banquet for you.
有一个圣年满汉全席等着你。
Because of the covenant you have with God through Jesus.
因为你在耶稣基督里面跟神有这个立约的关系。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
我们一起祷告。